Hey, Papa Joe. Yeah, I tell you what, this grass is green around here. It was a Monday, April 5th, I think. I haven't even had a sip of coffee. Wait, listen to this. Listen. Now the day is ready to begin. Yeah, the grass is green. It's ready to be cut, but the weather's shitty. It's just fucking shitty. Just cold and stupid. It's like we get warm, get excited, then it gets fucking cold. Warm, excited, cold. Warm, excited, cold. But soon here, it's just going to be warm. I mean, it can't continue to be cold like this consistently. There you go to your naysayers of global warming, I guess. So there's this house across the street from us with like three kids. The dad's a fucking truck driver, always saying God bless you at the end of his sentences. And he's a nice fellow. We've taken cookies over there and he brings rolls over to us. He's a, you know, truck driver. I'm sure he's a reformed something. You know, when you're throwing God bless you at the end of sentences out in the open, something happened and you're rectifying for some things. And he comes across as that kind of fellow. And the mom's just kind of the, you know, probably the loudmouth cheerleader in high school that just put on a few too many pounds and had one too many kids. She got older and she's just a suburban housewife. She doesn't work, doesn't do anything, not really challenging her brain at all. So they're just kind of these people, and their kids are shitholes. They're just fucking bully assholes that fucking, you know, cause shit with everything that surrounds them. And the other day, the kids were climbing a tree. It was Zen's birthday. He was having his pals over his birthday party, and they were climbing the tree in the front yard. Some of the kids yelled over, "You're in a tree," or whatever, and they said, "Yeah, you know, yeah, we're climbing a tree," or responded some kid thing, and all the kids started saying, "You're a weirdo, weirdo, weirdo," and it was like, all right, fair enough, you know, we're not the fucking normal family on the lot, give me a break, man. These fucking little turd-headed fucking kids are out there screaming stupidity. But I remember when we were kids, you know, we were little shitters, so I understand that, you know, mentality, so to speak, but it's still irritating. It's like, why don't you guys fucking just go back to sleep? You know what I'm saying? We're not fucking bothering you. We don't give a shit about you. And you're all fucking screaming your shit at us. And it's just not nice to Zen. It's like, you know what? Fuck you. You know, they're bland, bully, little, dumb, dimwits, and it's like, fucking shut your mouth, you know? It's the best advice I could ever give those kids if they ever came by, and, you know, because they come by every once in a while for their little walk-a-thon things or whatever, and they always stare at me. They always just stare at me. It's either a hard glaze or just, like, a blank void, which is probably more true than anything else. Yeah, so the bottom line with those kids is that if I have that wherewithal, I'd be like, you guys just need to just don't say anything. You feel like you need to say anything other than something pleasant, just hold off, you know. Again, there's the Quick Trip up here. I just read a little thing in the paper this morning. I didn't have a chance yesterday to read it. And there's this local artist, Alan Winkler, actually. I knew him, and I've met him through my friend Scotty, and he had a nice expose written up in the paper about him, and that was last week, and this week there was a follow-up letter, and someone was responding as to how good the article was and how vital the arts are here in Kansas City, and how many artists and how many different things are going on, and they said that in the new budget for KC Mo, they cut 100% of an $80,000 budget for KC Arts, which is just horrible, just fucking horrible. I mean, you know, that's a pittance to begin with, and then there's just no funding to supply further art in this town, and yeah, it's weird. I've been sending a lot of stuff out to people lately in the local area, and actually got a church up in North Kansas City recently. They wanted some of my photography, so I got, you know, a couple, three religious themes that I'd taken when I was over in Italy and sent them over, and the guy that runs the place wants to buy them when the show's over. So there's also this reclamation project. There's a guy that's doing an eco-friendly art project where he salvages hubcaps and then he sends them to artists to do whatever they want to do with it and then send it back. And so I've got a fucking hubcap that I'm gonna doll up. I think I'm gonna put in a window frame, some shit like that, and I'm gonna send that little bastard straight on over. It's very exciting, very fun, and very proud of him. So other than that, had a little party for Zen yesterday. Family came over, of course the sisters didn't, Joanne didn't come over. And Carrie's sister walked in sick and coughing and came in and out real quick. And other than that, everybody showed up, had a good time. The kids had a good time. It was fun for all. And that little kid Zen, he's getting big, getting older. I can see the changes. And Miles, he's Miles, man. He's day by day with that kid. Seems like the more, as every day goes by, we wish more and more would sink in, but sometimes he forgets certain things, sometimes he remembers the other. So, yeah, it was a weird night of dreams last night. Saw an apocalyptic kind of film the other night with the kids, and I think I've been having these vivid, weird, odd dreams with just bad shit happening in them, and so... At any rate, I'm going to leave you on a good note here, pal. I got a bunch of your audio cassette tapes, little mini cassettes, and little trinkets and video clips. And for all those audio clips, I got a little handheld recorder I ordered the other day, and hopefully it'll be in here soon. And I'm going to listen away, see what the hell's going on. You enjoy it over there, pal.